Now, in that last example, I interspersed my JavaScript code within my HTML, specifically putting that call to quote inside of the value of my onSubmit attribute. Let's clean things up a bit and factor out all of that JavaScript code into a script tag in my page's head, and instead give that same form tag a unique identifier via which we can get it. Specifically, let's replace this attribute value here with ID equals quote unquote, say, quote. Meanwhile, let's go up to my existing quote function, cut out that code altogether, and replace the function quote itself with the following: $function, specifying that when the document is ready, using jQuery shorthand notation, I want to execute the following code. $quote, no pun intended, thereby specifying that I'd like to get the element from my DOM whose unique identifier is quote, and then I'd like to register an event handler for the form submission with .submit, passing to that another anonymous function that this time will take one argument, an event, and then inside of this function, I'm going to paste that code from before, but specify that I'd like to prevent the default behavior of that submission event so that the form itself is not submitted to an actual remote server. Let's now save this file and open it up in my browser. http://localhost/ajax1.html. There's that form. Let's type in a symbol like FB for Facebook and get quote. And there's Facebook's latest stock price.